Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Invasion of the Martians by Robert Coover. The story is first published in September 2016 in the New Yorker magazine. You can read this story online for free, so that's always good. Invasion of the Martians is a satire that follows the response to an alien invasion from an American senator. Now, the backdrop of this story is it is essentially a really bad B-movie kind of setup. We have our main character who's a senator, very promiscuous, he's handsome, he's a former astronaut, he's tipped to be a future president, but his life changes when Texas, his home state, is invaded by aliens. If you're looking for something with a similar tone, I would suggest something along the lines of Mars Attacks. But what this story does that is so clever is it shines a real stark light onto the state of American politics. And it's not too difficult to see echoes of Donald Trump in our main character. When the aliens first arrive, the senator's very welcoming and wants to welcome the aliens as new neighbours. But then something happens personally to him as a result of the aliens' actions that leads him on a path towards war. So we've essentially got the potential for annihilation, for destruction as a result of one man's hurt ego. This senator's really gung-ho about nuking the aliens. Even against the best advice of scientists, there's a scientist who comes out and says that because of the molecular makeup of the aliens, nuclear weapons won't actually have any effect, and they'd be best using something like a herbicide to try and destroy them. Now, because there's a trend in politics, and this is in Britain and America, one only has to look at Michael Gove, "Trust your gut rather than the experts," was one of his lines. We have this dismissal of scientists, of experts, of people who actually know what they're on about in favour of rhetoric. And so instead of listening to the scientists' advice, this senator sends people to investigate the scientist to try and dig dirt on him, to try and defame him and to essentially ruin his career, accusing him of being unpatriotic because he doesn't support nuclear weapons being used against these aliens. It sounds ridiculous, it's satirical, it's farcical, but at the same time, it's so close to the truth, it's so close to the way that things actually are, that it's quite frightening. This story also highlights our attitudes towards immigration and the movement of people. There's a discussion about building a wall around America, essentially a force field to defend the country from alien invaders. However, this goes against the constitutional right of the freedom of movement, the freedom of Americans to go off into space and explore the galaxies however they see fit. So we see that inherent contradiction, that inherent tension that exists when one group is complaining about immigration, yet at the same time wanting freedom of movement for themselves. So I had a brief look online at some of the reviews of this, and it seemed to me a lot of people missed the point of this story. One person on Goodreads essentially asked why this author would submit such a puerile story to the New Yorker. How dare they? It's kind of a terrible career move. I disagree. I think this is a great work of satire that uses the tropes of 1950s science fiction to make a comment about the political culture in 2016. I do find it very sad that there are a lot of readers out there who dismiss anything that is funny or satirical or a bit off the wall as not being serious fiction. This is serious, this is cutting, and I highly recommend you read it. Have you read it? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. I'll be posting this onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. That's johncronshaw.com. So you're welcome to leave a comment there. I read this as part of my ongoing Ray Bradbury Challenge, which is where I read one short story, one poem and one essay every single day for 1,000 days. I believe this is day 55. And again, I'm posting my progress on my website, so you're welcome to check that out. So until next time, cheerio.